I feel like it was very important for us, you know. Just kind of be, you know, resilient, bounce back, not staying in the funk, you know. So we took it personal, the loss last week, and we just came into this week against Atlanta. Just focused on them, you know, putting that game behind. It was a hard pill to swallow, but focus on the next week. And I feel like defensively, offensively, we came out, played hard, played aggressive, and we was able to make more plays than those guys today.
Adrian, doesn't look like I don't think you ran against a front that was anything less than 8 feet. They were really determined.
Yeah, you know, I see why these guys were number one rushing defense. You know, but our guys up front, we took it personal this week. You know, a fullback, he took it personal. We wanted to come out and establish the run because we feel like they give us the best chance of winning.
Did that also open up some things because you get your long catches against those 8 or 9 man front?
Yeah. We knew how aggressive this defense was. So we knew like the check downs would be important and key. You know, so Teddy did a great job of finding the backs, not only me, but Matt Asiata, Jared as well, to give us, you know, some space out of the perimeter to be able to make plays as well.
Did these feel like hard yards? A lot of lunging, a lot of scratching and clawing?
They were, it was a grind, you know, it was a grind. Number one rushing, you know, so it was a grind. There were some, like I say, like, I give those guys some much credit because now that I'm able to look back on some of my runs, I'm like, it could have been 250, you know, but their defense did a great job of, you know, tackling and corralling things. They made it hard for our offense to really have big runs, you know, so we had to take those 5 and 7, which kept the chain moving, kept the clock going, and, you know, normally, you know, we want to get 7 points. We had to finish with 3 on a couple drives, but we just kept grinding, kept digging. That's why I kept preaching to the guys, and we was making plays out on the perimeter and also on the run, and to be able to escape on that that third down play with the 80-tall truck. To kind of seal the deal a little bit.
Yeah, walk us through that last touchdown. What did you see on it?
Oh, man, it was, you know, I just wanted to stretch it. You know, Matt Khalil, I want to say maybe Rhett Ellis, on the left guard, Fusco. They did a great job. I think it might have been Fusco who did a great job on the wheel backer. And I seen how fast he was pursuing, so I stuck, came underneath him, and then was able to kind of dip back outside. And it was like, as I went through it, it was like, wow, this can be an easy touchdown by looking at it. And it turned out that it was. We caught him slipping on that one.
Seemed like you felt good when you got the end zone. Just talk about how much that one meant for you.
It really meant a lot, you know, because previous possessions, you know, we had a missed field goal. We had to settle for 2 field goals. And we always preaching 7 points, 7 points, 7 points. And it's a tight game. We don't want to give those guys offensively with Matt Ryan back there any hope. And so it was extra special to kind of feel like you sealed the deal. Of course, there was 3 minutes left, but you got to stay focused. But it was a great, confident booster for us.
You guys responded after a tough loss. You've done that a couple times this year. Where would you say the club is right now?
I feel like we are in a good place. You know, we can't get complacent. We got to continue to focus on 1 week at a time and going out and making it, you know, with the mindset that it's a dogfight. And that's how it was throughout the game. And, you know, we just had more bigger players than those guys today, you know. So I just take my hats off to the defense and, you know, how these guys respond. You're talking about the goal line staying, you know, just digging deep to come up with big plays and to give us the ball back to be able to try to seal the deal, you know. So as a group, you know, the will that we play with and the desire for one another to have each other back is why we're able to bounce back and come back and, you know, have a nice flight home.
Adrian, you mentioned it. Talk about playing with the chip on your shoulder and knowing what happened and that you had a chance to not only win this game and own it here, but to own the division outright. How important was that for you guys to make that today as well?
It was very important. You know, with some coach Zimmer touched on, and of course, Coach Turner as well as offense doing our jobs. I felt like during practice and the preparation, you know, guys were locked in, they were focused, and we really didn't want to make too much of it. You know, I feel like guys locked in and looked at it as next week we play Atlanta, NFC game, we need to get this W. You know, so I feel like we continue to look at things like that, not, you know, add extra pressure and stress on us, just come out and do what we do. Then we'll be in a good position here. 3 weeks.
And you mentioned the defense and the goal line stand, but we see guys like Exum and everyone stepping up and doing that 1-2 punch with Barr. That kind of gives the offense a lift too, right? You kind of like we have to take what they've done now and convert it into points.
Exactly. You know, they feed off of us and we feed off of them. You know, that goal line stand just gave us the energy we need, and just like, you know, these guys got our back, you know, because that could have brought the game down. And I don't really know the score, maybe up by 10, you know, it could have 3 points, you know, 3-point game if those guys get in the end zone. So for the offense, we wanted to come out, and that was like an 8-minute drive that those guys had, 6-minute drive, you know, so give those guys some rest and just, you know, take this ball down, you know, down to the opposite side of the end and get some points, you know, get into the end zone. I think on that drive we got 3, but, you know, it worked out.
And you personally keep going up on the all-time list. You can feel it with every yard, can't you?
You know, it feels good. I try not to focus on that. You know, I just come in and try to focus on doing my job and, you know, trying to help my team win. And, you know, then I'll be able to look at those things, you know, after the fact, because just the way the world is, especially on Twitter, you know, they always remind me of where I'm at. So I let them handle that, and I just go out and just play ball.
Adrian, what's that the most consistently you've seen him, you know, 8, 9, 10 in the box?
I don't know. You know, I got to probably think back on some other team, maybe like Seattle or something like that. But, you know, they definitely wanted to stop the run. You know, they made it hard on us. But we kept punching back, you know. We exerted our will today, and they helped us win.
And then you mentioned some field goals. So was it tough not being on the field? Like, I think it was 3rd and 4 and 14. You know, it's a running player up the middle. Is it tough to be on the sideline there?
Yeah, it's always tough, you know. I got so much faith in, you know, Matt Asiata and, you know, Jared when those guys are in there. But, of course, like any competitor, you know, you always think of it, what I have done on that play, you know. And that's just a competitive spirit in me, you know, not being selfish or anything like that. I wouldn't call you a competitor if you did think that way, you know. So having the opportunity on 3rd down and taking advantage of it, you know, it felt good.
And that's just a case of you had taken a lot of load on the drive leading up to that point. I mean, is this your time for rest to come out?
Yeah, I would call that what it was.
Aaron, to see the commitment, back? You know, not only the team had a tough game last week, but, you know, you only, I think, had 45 yards on 13 carries. I mean, do you always kind of come in with a little extra chip on your shoulder when you're coming off a game like that and turning a performance like this today?
Yeah, of course. You know, you take it personal. When you think about it individually and how you play, your role you play, and, you know, just thinking about last week, you know, it's down by 10 and at the 30-yard line, the fumble, you know, everything leading up to that point, you know, it was an opportunity for us to get an end zone, and I ruined it, you know, so, you know, of course, you know, you think about carries, but most important, even more than carries, I think about that play more than anything. So just coming in, just being conscious of, you know, holding the ball tight and just taking advantage of whatever opportunities that they present me with.
Have you seen many linebackers like Barr?
Say it again?
Have you seen many linebackers like Barr?
No, I always say to myself, he's one of a kind. He's one of a kind type guy.
Adrian, to see the commitment to the run against a defense like that, knowing that you guys were going to come in and basically match strength on strength, I mean, what does that do for your confidence and how they're using it?
It does a lot, you know, especially see offensive line hitting guys in their mouth, you know, fullback hitting guys in their mouth, receivers, you know, hitting guys in their mouth. It feels good to know that these guys are willing to sacrifice whatever it takes to get a W.
All right, thanks, guys.